Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 26th of January. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Alex Brock to discuss this week's local news stories. Let's have a look first of all at some of the headlines this week. In Guildford, fire crews dashed to extinguish a 10-foot flame at Merrow Secondary School. In Elmbridge, the family helped arrest a man who carried out a frenzied knife attack in Weybridge. And Heathrow's neighbours set to feel the impact of expansion. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Alex. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Well, shall we start with this Guildford story about this rather dramatic dash to these 10-foot flames at Merrow Secondary School?
Yeah, so this is one of our biggest stories of the week. Basically, a fire ravaged a building under construction at St. Peter's Catholic School in Merrow on Wednesday evening. When witnesses said they saw 10-foot flames coming from the first floor windows of the building, which was an unfinished art and English block. One firefighter said it was awful. When I was looking at the first floor, there were flames coming out from two-thirds or so of the windows. So there were 8 fire engines at the scene dealing with the blaze. The building, which will contain the school's art and English departments, was empty, thankfully, when the fire started, and South East Coast Ambulance Service have reported no casualties. And so firefighters managed to contain the blaze, and the school was able to open as normal on Thursday morning. So thankfully there were no injuries. School was open as usual on the next day, but obviously from the pictures and the video that we've got, it seemed like quite a dramatic fire.
Yes.
And I believe that, yeah, the cause of the fire has yet to be determined at this stage.
Right, you can see the video, I guess, on Get Surrey, can you?
Yeah, we've got video, yeah, of the flames from the building.
Yeah,
as I said, it looks quite dramatic.
Well, thank goodness everybody's okay about after that. Now, we're sticking with Guildford for a moment with this campaign about to stop giving beggars money. It's been polarising opinion, this.
Yeah, this is definitely quite a controversial story that we've been running for like the past couple of weeks just to get people's views on it. So it's a story that a campaign has asked people to stop giving money to beggars in Guildford. So the comments came from the launch of the Have a Heart, Give Smart campaign, which encourages people to give cash to charities instead, rather than giving it directly to people that are living on the streets. The Association of Town and City Management introduced the campaign with the help of Experience Guildford. It states many beggars use the money to fund destructive drug and alcohol problems, but charity supports more long-term support. Obviously, people divided people completely. One person who commented on our Facebook page said, "What right has anyone got telling us what to do with our money?" Another one said, "Not every homeless person is an alcoholic or drug addict. By not giving them money does not mean this problem of homelessness people will go away." I mean, other people have said, "I never give them money. I tend to buy them a Subway meal or a hot drink." Another has said, in a way, I agree with not handing cash over, because if the person is an addict, it's funding it, whereas giving hot food and drinks and clothing is a completely different matter. So again, it's completely divided our readers, and I think it just highlights the sort of tricky problems that come with dealing with like the issue of homelessness.
Indeed, yes.
It's been on the rise in Guildford and there's other areas, sorry.
Well, in fact, I think nationally they're saying, hasn't it? I think I read in the papers today it's something like a 15% rise over the last year, and if you track it over the last 10 years or so, it's been getting progressively worse. There has to be a solution to this, doesn't there? In what is one of the most richest nations in the world.
Yeah,
now,
crazy to think.
Indeed. Now, in Elmbridge, a father and daughter are praised for a role in helping to arrest a man who carried out this frenzied knife attack in Weybridge.
Yeah, so this is news that a judge has commended the father and his daughter for their role in helping the arrest of a man who stabbed a stranger in Weybridge. The attack took place on July the 12th last year, which was the same day as the Weybridge Hospital fire. On that day, a man called Czech Sizit, he's 37 years old, he approached a stranger in Thames Street and he stabbed him 5 times in a completely random and unprovoked attack. The father and daughter that we mentioned before then followed Sizit in their car as he left the area. The daughter was on the phone to the police during this time, And it's because of that that they managed to guide officers to where they later arrested Sizzet in Weybridge High Street. So yeah, it was quite a completely unprovoked and frenzied attack. The victim said, "The attacker was not known to me, and I've never spoken to him before the attack, and no words were exchanged in the course of this brief assault with a 12-inch kitchen knife. He says he's been left with mental scars as well, and now he has panic attacks in public." So obviously quite an alarming and completely unprovoked attack, but at the same time, it's good that the father and daughter are recognised for their bravery and managed to help out officers in tracking down.
Yeah, really quite a shocking occurrence, wasn't it? And thank goodness they were there. Now, in Woking Borough, there's the latest plans for the Shearwater housing redevelopment. It's been a very controversial redevelopment proposal, hasn't it?
Yeah, so this is news that improved plans for regeneration projects, which will demolish part of Shearwater to make way for a new neighbourhood, has been unveiled. So Woking Borough Council and Thamesweed Developments have revealed the changes to residents who will be directly affected by the major project. The project was approved in 2017, and it provided 984 homes with a new retail centre, sports and leisure facility, and a community health centre, amongst other things. So the improved plan, which is set to go before the council in February, proposes a number of improvements, including additional housing, green spaces, and just changes to the highways as well. So some of these changes just include an increase in one-bedroom properties, they include a speed limit of 20 miles per hour, a pedestrian-only streets, and also just to enhance the existing woodland running next to the Basingstoke Canal, just to make sure, just to improve the green belt spaces in the area. So, yeah, we've broken it down in terms of what the improvements are being made and what are going to be considered by the council in February next month.
Yes, good. There's been a number of changes there, obviously, following the consultation with the residents.
Yeah.
Right, quite dramatic change, that. A lot of rebuilding going on there. Well, Heathrow, of course, are still waiting to hear about its expansion, and neighbours are set to feel the impact of that expansion.
Yeah, so this is quite a similar story, actually. So we've just basically, in this week's Spellthorn and Runnymede edition, we've broken down how the expansion at Heathrow will basically affect the surrounding areas. Particularly Stanwell and Stanwell Moor would be the most affected by the proposed expansion. Although the proposed third runway would be built to the northwest of the airport, and those villages lie to the southwest, the expansion would still have a knock-on effect on the whole of the surrounding area. So even though the expansion's in the north, the areas to the south are still going to feel the impact. So yeah, we've just broken it down really in terms of what's going to be impacted, from different sites where construction's going to be going ahead to even stuff like river changes, because expanding the airport would require the diversions of some rivers in the area.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I mean, I knew about the M25 being shifted to the west and put in a tunnel. Yes, and of course, the whole question of rivers and drainage and flooding has been an issue in the northern part of Surrey, hasn't it, with those devastating floods we had a few years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's also issues like that as well, as you mentioned. There's also road changes. So we've just broken it down. As you said, the M25 is going to be impacted by this, as is some other roads who are going to have to be diverted around the expanded airport. So, yeah, basically, just in this week's edition, we've just basically broken down the changes that have been revealed this week, just basically what areas are going to be impacted and in what sense.
Basically. Yeah, very good, very useful for that, for the Runnymede and Spellthorn residents. And Godalming now, we've got a Blaze Hero praised for dramatic rescue in a village home.
Yeah, so this is, I guess, another fire story. This is, a dramatic rescue was carried out after a fire. This happened at a village home, and the fire trapped two people. So firefighters, police and a large number of ambulance resources were called out to the Fan Lane property in Hamilton. This took place on Wednesday, January the 24th. Two people were taken to St. George's Hospital in Tooting with potentially serious injuries. Four people were actually in the house at the time. Two of them were actually trapped by flames of smoke in the bathroom on the top floor. But thankfully, they were saved by a quick-thinking neighbour who grabbed the ladder and entered the burning home to rescue them. So the heroic resident entered the bathroom through the window. He pulled the ladder up, entered the building through the window and pulled the two people out. The ladder he leaned against the building may have also helped a woman escape in her 40s. The person, the heroic resident in question, wishes to keep his identity a secret. But one of the people he rescued said he is a hero. He doesn't want the publicity, but he is a hero. So yeah, again, another... we've got a picture on the front page of the Goldsmith edition that shows the damage of the building. It looks quite a serious fire. But again, it's quite a nice story in the sense that we've got people like this mystery residents that go out the way to help those in danger.
Indeed, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Alex, for taking us through the headlines this week. And, of course, there's a lot more in the various editions of the Surrey Advertiser. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock. I'm from the Surrey Advertiser, Alex Brock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.